We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws provides compassionate care for animals in need. Donations help give pets a second chance. More information is available at prairiepaws.org. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Weekend Edition Saturday. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s, light winds from the west. It's 48 degrees in Lawrence. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Bit by bit, putting it together. Piece by piece, only way to make a work of art. Every moment makes a contribution, every little detail plays a part. Having just the vision's no solution, everything depends on execution. Putting it together, that's what counts.
The board of the foundation is meeting next week.
Ounce by ounce, putting it together.
You'll come to lunch.
Small amounts, adding up to make a work of art. First of all, you need a good foundation, otherwise it's risky from the start. Takes a little cocktail conversation, but without the proper preparation. Having just the vision's no solution, everything depends on execution. The art of making art, just putting it together, bit by bit.
Thanks, Mrs. Stanberg. You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Readers Audio Sale, a benefit sale of vinyl records, audio equipment, and more at the Lawrence Public Library, Saturday, September 13th. More information online at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
This week, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. faced some tough questions in a Senate hearing as criticism mounts over his controversial stance on vaccines, especially the new COVID-19 shots. That story just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday here on KPR.
Hi, I'm Brian Haney, voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. As the universities of Kansas and Missouri square off on the football field during the upcoming border showdown, there's another rivalry happening over the radio airwaves. Help KPR beat MU station KBIA with a gift of support. Each donation made through September the 7th equals 1 point. So show your support for KU and KPR today at kansaspublicradio.org. Go Jayhawks!
Go Jayhawks indeed! And we've got a couple people to thank for their contributions to our radio rivalry. A big thank you to Kim Morse of Topeka, an anonymous donor from KC Moe, and Paul Peters of Lawrence. Thank you so much for your support as we challenge the public radio station of Columbia, Missouri.
Do you own a business and value the programs on KPR? Your fellow Kansas Public Radio listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for NPR
would help, but the country also needs a different way of electing members of Congress.
I think we ought to be looking towards a House that is much more proportional.
Daly says the House could have multiple members representing each district. Advocates say proportional representation could help temper gerrymandering and political extremism.
Until we look really seriously at these problems and try to imagine the big structural fixes that can get us back on the right track, we are going to spiral towards the bottom and stay there.
But for now, Daly says he's watching for new gerrymander maps that may be passed soon in states like Missouri, Ohio, and Indiana. Anzi Luong, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
This weekend, the Catholic Church will canonize a new saint. Carlos Acutis was just a teenager when he died in 2006. He was nicknamed God's Influencer for his use of the internet to promote Catholic miracles.
I think Carlo kind of summarizes someone who, at such a young age, was so sure of what he believed in.
We hear from the family and followers of the first millennial saint on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Manhattan Arts Center presenting Legally Blonde the Musical, following Elle Woods as she heads to Harvard Law. Running September 12th to 14th and 19th through the 21st. Details at manhattanarts.org.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, 8 years ago, the wildly popular indie video game Hollow Knight came out. 8 years later, the long-awaited sequel has just been released. We'll hear that story from Kay McNamee coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. KU, we need you. Kansas Public Radio is going up against KBIA in Columbia, Missouri this weekend in a Radio Rivals fundraising showdown. Who can raise the most for their station and bring home the win? Each gift equals 1 point. And all first-time gifts are worth 2 points. Donate now at kansaspublicradio.org. And remember, go fight fund. This is Kansas Public Radio. The time is 7:41.
Support for NPR comes from the Stania or from all agents. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News and Weekend Edition Saturday. We're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR and KPR just ahead. Feeling a little tied up in knots? Catch Purcell's take on the Gordian knot today on KPR's Classics by Request. It's the show where you pick the playlist. We'll also hear one of your favorite requests, Peter and the Wolf, and we'll welcome the approach of Autumn Leaves. Join us for Classics by Request with Destiny this afternoon from 1 to 4 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 8 o'clock. This is KPR.
The Humanitarian Office says the Israeli military is rejecting many of its requests for aid movements. Jane Araf, NPR News, Amman.
And from Washington, you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A reporter is suing the Federal Bureau of Investigation after he found a tracking device on his car in Kansas. Zane Irwin has the story.
New York Times reporter Kevin Draper was in Lawrence, Kansas, when he discovered the tracking device in October of 2021. The FBI opened an investigation, but the case was closed years later. A legal complaint alleges that the FBI has failed to respond to public records requests about the investigation. At the time of the incident, Draper was a sports business reporter for the Times. It's unclear what he was reporting on in Lawrence. The FBI and a lawyer for the New York Times both declined to comment. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas City Chiefs dropped their season opener to the Los Angeles Chargers 27-21 last night in Sao Paulo, Brazil. The Chiefs played from behind during the entire game after the Chargers got off to a 10-0 lead. Chiefs coach Andy Reid said he didn't like his team's intensity from the start.
I've got to make sure I get my team in a better state there coming out, with playing with more emotion. And we were a little flat that first half, and that cost us.
The Chiefs' next game is their home opener on Sunday, September 14th, against the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. In college football, KU plays Mizzou at 2:30 this afternoon in Columbia. It's the first time the football teams have met since 2011, when Mizzou left the Big 12 for the SEC. It's the first time they've met in Columbia since 2006. Meanwhile, K-State hosts the Army. That game at 6 p.m. Patchy fog this morning for about the next hour or so. Otherwise, sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s, light winds from the west. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows around 50 degrees. Again, light winds from the west and southwest. For tomorrow, sunny skies, highs a little warmer in the lower 80s. Again, calm winds. It's 53 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
Listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, home to four floors of public exhibits, including the historic panorama, live snakes, insects, fossils, and more, highlighting past and present life on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, cities in India are noisy, very noisy. And a lot of that noise comes from drivers honking their horns. The solution? Buy an even louder horn. The vicious circle that is noise pollution in India. That story coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Today it's Kansas versus Missouri, KU versus Mizzou, and KPR versus KBIA. It's a challenge between two public radio stations, and we need your help to win. Every gift you give to Kansas Public Radio counts as 1 point. And if it's your very first gift, it's worth 2 points. Don't let Missouri take this one. Make your gift now at kansaspublicradio.org. Rock chalk, and thanks.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, presenting the annual Art in the Park, September 13th and 14th at South Park in downtown Lawrence. Art, live music, and food. Details at lawrenceartguild.org.
We've still got some patchy fog throughout the KPR listening area. Otherwise, sunny skies today, highs in the upper 70s. It's 50 degrees in Atchison. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from
Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Weekend Edition Sunday tomorrow morning from 7 to 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.com. www.theweekendedition.org. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, sports writer Howard Bryant joins us to discuss sports, the U.S. Open Finals, the start of the NFL regular season. They may touch on that Kansas City Chiefs game, and much more coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Speaking of sports, today's the big game, KU versus Mizzou. And here at Kansas Public Radio, we have our own little border showdown going on. Kansas Public Radio is going up against KBIA in Columbia, Missouri, in a Radio Rivals fundraising showdown. Who can raise the most money for their station and bring home the win today? Your gift equals 1 point, unless you're a new member, in which case your gift equals 2 points. You can donate now at kansaspublicradio.org and go fight fund. A big thank you to several people that have made a pledge of support in support of our radio rivalry. A couple of anonymous donors from here in Lawrence. Also, Shannon O'Connor in Lawrence. Thank you so much for your support. Rock Chalk Jayhawks.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Viking. About small business insurance is at progressivecommercial.com. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News and Weekend Edition Saturday. We're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5, and always streaming at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up, and then stay with us for NPR's News Quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me's Bill Curtis is coming home to Kansas. Hope you'll join us for an evening celebrating his new book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News, Thursday, September 18th, 7:30 at Maselli's in downtown Lawrence. Tickets at kansaspublicradio.org. You can hear a sneak peek of our conversation on KPR Presents 6 o'clock tomorrow on KPR.